Hello and welcome to Coppercast. I'm Luco, I'm the drummer.
I'm Benji, I'm the singer, guitarist.
That's you two, either one of you two.
I'm Rick, the bassist.
And I'm Rick too.
That's
backup Rick, it's
fine. You made me feel like Brick from Anchorman.
I'm Brian Fantana.
So we've just left band practice at White House Studios. So we're all a bit hot and sweaty at the moment.
I killed a man. Feet in here.
It doesn't smell all that great.
It certainly doesn't smell like Teen Spirit.
No. Because we're not teens.
No. Basically, we just want to give you just a brief update of where we are. Welcome back, Benji.
Thanks, man. Oh, yeah, I'm back.
You're back. Mrs. Hoskins.
Yeah, Mrs. Hoskins is back
Mr.
in the...
Mr. Hoskins, yeah.
Sang him a song earlier because we were playing for keeps.
Hey. Benji's now married. The last podcast we did was very short, but very, very
but
funny.
But sweet.
I liked last month's podcast.
Funny.
A week.
Yes. Yeah, we did this on a weekly basis.
Yeah, right.
So, what have we been up to, guys? What have we been doing?
I've been on holiday for like a month.
Yeah?
But we did... we came back after a fair break from jamming. Probably 4 weeks, maybe even five,
I think. It's about 5 weeks.
And, because obviously the running up to the wedding, I couldn't do anything. And then I was at my wedding and couldn't do anything. And then I was on my honeymoon and couldn't do anything. So, we came back.
That last excuse was really weak, by the way.
I was in another country and stuff, so... But yeah, we came back, and
we could have Skyped it,
and everything sounded really cool. Actually, we were all quite surprised, weren't we? Because we came back and we've got a lot of fire up our ass at the moment, and we're really fucking excited about getting back into gigging. So,
which we are, in fact, actually. That's
thing. Yeah, first gig back, 21st of July at the College Arms.
Be there or be a cunt.
Dun 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 dun. Dun.
We're going to be playing with Vine Messiah again.
Yeah!
We played with, Loki didn't play with them, but we played with them with Tom.
Previously with Tom, yeah.
At the, what was it again?
The Horn Castle.
The Horny Castle. Yeah. And they're really good.
They were good. And really it was cool. A really fucking cool gig, actually. We weren't sure.
We got to be louder from there.
Yeah, exactly. But we walked into this pub as well.
And it was...
Yeah, we did. I think we were louder. We were one louder. But we walked into this pub and it was like, wow, this is a bit of a shithole.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be a really cool pub and a fucking wicked gig. Really, really fun gig. By the way, if the attention isn't 100% here, we're in a car at the moment. Loki's inebriated. Rick is driving. Loki's trying to tell Rick where to go. Rick's not listening.
Wings!
So it's difficult.
Don't go gadget copter.
Where are we going?
We're
going to 1985, Marty!
So, did you see that hoax that someone did? How many dumb fuckers fell for
that?
What a bollocks.
Stupid fucking... I sent you a link to it on Twitter.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't bother looking. What was it?
Basically, some cunt... photoshopped the dashboard on the DeLorean.
Oh yeah, the show 2012.
Yeah, the show 2012. And everyone's going, oh, today's the day they went into the future, Back to the Future Part 2. I was like, no, you dick. It's over another 3 years.
It was
not even close.
October 26, 2015, goddamn.
It's not even close.
Do you know how I knew that?
How did you know that?
I'm a member of a Facebook group called The World's Not Going to End in 2012 because Marty McFly's been to 2015.
Ah!
But I was like, well, one of them's got to be wrong.
Imagine. Only 3 years, I'll get my fucking hoverboard.
Yeah!
Well excited to
hover. I already pre-ordered mine.
I'm just excited about the shoes, though, if I'm honest.
You can buy those shoes. Okay, they don't
give
themselves up.
They're 3 grand.
But you can buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we're all famous and stuff, we'll buy some pointless shoes.
You can buy pointless shoes.
They don't do themselves up.
When we're famous, I'm going to buy some pointless shoes.
Everyone in 2015 was uber fucking lazy. They had coats that fit themselves and shoes that did themselves. I mean, fucking hell.
Your jacket is now dry. We nearly hit some dude as we were coming out of White House because he was just walking in the middle of the road.
Yeah, I think.
No, he looked like he was looking for his contact lens.
He dropped something.
This way, Luke.
In the middle of a street on for now.
Yeah. He was a jerking short of a Big Mac.
Hey! That's good. Have we got any other updates? We might have some other gigs actually coming up as well soon. We've been in touch with Way Will Rock You. Go left here, Rick.
Way Will Rock
You? Yeah, Way Will Rock
You. Oh, you said it right. I thought that was...
Yeah, that's what they're called. They're called Way Will Rock
You. Diarrhea.
And we're also going to be organising one with Snake Fist.
Of course.
The Fist.
The Fist of Snakes. And hopefully maybe playing with Puppet Cell again, actually. I'm really hoping to be playing with Puppet Cell.
Yeah, that was a good gig as well. The Blazing Stoke.
Blazing Stoke.
Blazing
Sanctuary.
Smoke.
Yeah, in Amazing Stoke.
Amazing
Stoke. And yeah, we might be playing with Men That Follow Hell and Dead Horse 2. So that'd be quite a good gig.
They sound like a happy.
You know what? They sound like the film Men Who Stare at Goats.
But they're the men that follow hell.
Yes.
Maybe that's where they got their name from.
Did anyone see that thing on Empire yesterday, Empire Magazine, where they were taking off one letter from film titles to make them completely different? So they had the men that stare at oats.
This is where I'm
at. That'd
have been
a way better
film. Back to He Future.
But my favourite one was. My favourite one was. Because it was called.
Back to the Future. It's the Scottish version. It's not that first.
Back to He Future. Right, well, we're nearly at Loki's house now, so.
A bunch of youths boying each other off. It's called Jurassic Park.
So we might be signing off very shortly. Quite a rambly podcast. I like this.
Yeah, we didn't actually talk much about
the girders. It's just good. So, Rick, what are your hopes and aspirations? What are our plans next, apart from the gigs?
Well, first of all, we're taking a bunch of, and then we're taking the fucking world.
We're going to take.
Actually,
first of all, I've got to remember where Loki is.
Well, actually, it's that one there.
Basically,
actually,
we're turning to take
Reading
by Land, Sea and Air.
Well, I think we've already done Reading, but it's kind of old news now, really, isn't it?
Well, we actually have had an offer for a gig in Liverpool.
But we want to set up a tour.
We bring hubcaps.
Yeah.
By the way.
That's a generic statement about Scouser. They don't all steal hubcaps,
yeah,
thank
brilliant.
You very much.
Well,
well done, Loki.
I forgot we're still in the 1800s.
Yeah, really good.
By the way, guys, I do have a contact for the Cavern Club.
Ooh.
The Cavern Club. Get out. Go on. I'm home. Don't stay off.
I'm home.
Sleep off your stupidity.
It was scaring the fun.
Take a sleep for a while then.
Bed's scaring the fun.
Okay. Jump out then. Blakey, do you want to say goodbye?
No.
After you were all mean to me?
Yeah.
After those guys. Hi, fans. Bye, fans.
Ben, you didn't shut my door properly.
I got it.
No, the seatbelt is still in the bloody door.
I got it.
Denting my car.
No, you've got to do it at the start. It's 2 × 10+1. Romeo, done.
Well done, Luke.
So we might sign off from here, I think. Should we say goodbye?
Yeah.
Benji, what are your hopes? What are your plans?
We need to do some loads of gigs. Get back into gigging. Branch out, get into London and stuff, write some new stuff as well.
We actually are writing some new material, which is quite exciting. Yeah. I'm really happy we're getting back into the creative process. We haven't actually... Well, what was the last new song we wrote?
Burn.
Was it Burn?
No, it was Copper Garden.
Yeah. Maybe changing it.
And we debuted that in December.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was a long old time
ago. We're writing some new stuff, and hopefully it's going to melt some faces. Because we've got Loki now, obviously, because Tom departed, we've got Loki, and it's different. Things are a little bit different now. We sound a little bit different. We're a little bit more hyperactive in sound, I think.
That's just, the Loki's just hyperactive
just Loki,
in general.
Yeah, he's a bit crazy. But we do sound different, so it's going to be different. For the people that do know us and have seen us, it's going to be everything that we did before, only a little bit sharper, I think, and just a bit new, you know? We're all a bit newer.
Yeah. And we're still getting back into the studios with James O'Brien to re-record.
Yeah, that's James
Master,
Snake Fist Productions.
Snake Fist Productions, yeah.
Master.
To remaster the tracks. We need to do that and record some other tracks as well, which yeah. I really am. I'm looking forward to
actually moving. Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
And then we're recording a video.
Yeah, we are recording a video.
Yeah.
We're going to record a video for one of the songs we haven't decided yet, but we have been offered, and we are going to accept.
Yeah, and we've got a photo shoot we still need to organise as well.
So we've got a lot coming up.
It's a very exciting time to be a Copper Garden
fan.
Oh,
and we've got a new website being built as well.
Yeah. I was speaking with the lovely Hannah Wright, who's designing and building our website.
This one's fella.
Yeah, this one's really good.
It's just moving stuff.
Yeah.
I'm taking quite a lot of leadership on that site. I know what I want.
It's your job, you fucking idiot.
Exactly, that's why I'm taking a lot of control on it. Because it's what I do for a living.
You're flaming galah.
I don't know what
that
means.
So, lots of exciting stuff coming up. Remember to check the Facebook page, facebook.com/Copper Garden. Follow us on Twitter at copper_garden. We're on Pinterest, pinterest.com/coppergarden. On YouTube, youtube.com/coppergardenmusic. We're on tout.com/coppergarden. soundcloud.com/coppergardenmusic.
This always sounds the same.
There's definitely a pattern.
There's a MySpace, isn't
it? I don't know. You're in charge of the MySpace, Rick.
Fuck on a stick. Is that a MySpace?
I put in login details. That's about it.
Yeah. It's just you and Tom.
I think Tom is still on there.
That Tom. The other Tom. The one who started MySpace.
Oh, yeah. we need to probably delete it or get a new. I would say delete that.
No one's on MySpace. It's a dead format. It's like Betamax.
The wise words of Lars Ulrich's dad. I would delete that.
So thanks everyone for listening. We'll speak to you again in a month's time. I've been Luco.
I've been Benji.
And I've been Rick.
This has been Coppercast. Take care, guys. Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.